Dictation for Terry, T-E-R-R-Y Smith, November 2657, addressed as a letter to Dr. Nisha Vashista, 8174301. Dear Nisha, consultation Mr. Smith, with recent acute kidney injury back in December as complications of abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, did not require dialysis, comes along by the daughter Trina, T-R-I-N-A, participated on the phone actively. I want to begin by reviewing the discharge summary from Grand Rapids. He has a prior emergent endovascular aneurysm repair 2012 back in Tennessee, including a right-sided hypogastric embolization. He was having symptoms of claudication around the buttocks. He did have a second procedure 2018 with a left-sided external iliac to internal iliac artery bypass with also endovascular repair into the left external iliac artery. This was 2018. In this opportunity, this is from December 2024, the abdominal aortic aneurysm still is enlarging with an endo leak. They did a transperitoneal open surgery. Extensive dissection, significant blood loss. According to doctor, at least 19 units of blood was given, was on the vent, acute on chronic renal failure, severe volume overload, was diuresed, no dialysis, did have ischemic colitis, did not require bowel resection. The colostomy shows superficial ischemic changes. Was released to inpatient rehabilitation here in Alma. He's now home. He required secondary operative room for delay primary closure of the abdominal incision. He mentioned that his appetite has improved. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, bleeding, his hard of hearing and some memory issues. He denies problems with urination, minimal nocturia, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no gross incontinence. Presently, no abdominal or back pain, some degree of dyspnea, but no oxygen. No chest pain palpitation, no lightheadedness, no orthopnea PND. Review system done extensively and appears to be negative. The past medical history, as indicated above, as well as coronary artery disease, prior myocardial infarction, did have a three-vessel bypass surgery, as well as biological aortic valve replacement with a cow, has congestive heart failure. He denies endocarditis, He denies arrhythmia pacemaker. Denies event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. Denies TIS stroke. Severe anemia and hemorrhagic shock from the vascular procedure back in December, but no chronic liver disease. The ischemic colitis that resolved, no kidney stones, not aware of blood protein in the urine, or infection. Next paragraph, surgeries, the aortic procedures as indicated above, the bypass surgery, right knee scope, back surgeries within the last 2-3 years, left carpal tunnel, left cataract surgery, groin hernia, prior colonoscopies, benign polyps. Next paragraph, side effects to oxycodone. Next paragraph, he starts smoking age 12, 13, 1.5 to 2 packs per day, discontinued 3-4 years ago. Next paragraph, he drink heavy alcohol when he was a teenager, discontinued. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, pressing medications, aspirin, metoprolol, Crestor, Tepcit. Hydralazine only as needed, prior lisinopril discontinued. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 237 pounds, 71 inches tall. Blood pressure was 142 over 90 on the right-sided. Standing right-sided 150 over 90, 152 over 90, no drop. Left-sided 140 over 90. No respiratory distress, hard of hearing, normal eye movements, lens implant on the left-sided, cataract on the right-sided, partial upper dentures, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, does have bilateral carotid bruises, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, lungs are distant clear, an aortic systolic murmur, no pericardial wrap, appears regular, obesity of the abdomen, tympanic, no tenderness, prior midline scar, as well as left-sided lower abdomen scar, no gross edema, pulses decreased but palpable, no gangrene, no cyanosis, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from February, creatinine, December 2023, 0.9, July 2024, 1.02. After all the events in December, creatinine 1.78, 1.76, and February this year 1.27. Present GFR will be in the upper 50s, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal calcium albumin phosphorus, a normal glucose, anemia 10.3, normal white blood cell platelets, MCB normal, prior urine analysis, no blood, no protein, prior iron studies in December, normal elevated, normal B12, low vitamin D 25 below 30. The most recent CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, when he was inpatient rehabilitation here in ALMA, ALMA without contrast, shows the prosthetic aortic valve, coronary artery calcification, liver was considered normal, normal spleen, left-sided mild hydronephrosis, post-surgical changes on the left retroperitoneal. Right-sided considered normal, no urinary retention. Post-surgical changes of abdominal aorta with the presence of a stent, a graft. Stents extending to bilateral common iliac arteries. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient develop likely acute kidney injury at the time of redo aortic aneurysm surgery with complications of severe intraoperative bleeding, hemorrhagic shock, was on the vent, volume overload, was diuresed, did not require dialysis, kidney function has improved, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, evidence of mild left-sided hydronephrosis with abnormalities in relation to probably the vascular surgery complications, hematoma. Chemistry needs to be updated. No activity in the urine for blood protein to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Blood pressure is high. Given his history of ischemic cardiomyopathy, I will advise to restart ACE inhibitors or ARBs. He used to take lisinopril. Her daughter, we like cardiology to make that final decision. An appointment apparently happening within the next month. We will monitor anemia for any potential treatment. The most updated potassium acid-based calcium phosphorus nutrition is normal. PTH will also be updated for secondary hyperparathyroidism. I'm not repeating an ultrasound yet, as kidney function keeps improving. All issues discussed at length with the patient and the doctor. End of dictation.